Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in our message on praise and worship. And today we're going to look at what the Word of God has to say about the tabernacle of God, or within the veil. You know, there's just so many things that could be shared on the subject of worship. And I'm going to share just a few concepts in just a moment. But my heart's desire is that it might encourage you or tantalize you to further pursue this subject in your own personal time of study and being in the Word, to see how God could minister to you through a very, very important subject. It's a subject that's going to, you know, it's sort of peripheral sometimes in our lives if we're not careful, but it is the very essence of what our eternal existence is going to be, and it'll be effortless. It'll be such a joy because we won't be able to stop praising God for all of His goodness. So, praise is important in spiritual warfare. That's one thing I want to share with you, and I think you could certainly agree with that. But I'm going to give you scripture references. 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verses 21 through 23, and that is when the children of Israel began to praise and sing. God set ambushments against the Ammonites and Moabites. And then we are to praise more in adverse situations. Psalm 71 and verse 14 says, well, let me start share 13 as well. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and I will yet praise thee more and more. Verse 15, my mouth shall shew forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. Praise God. All right, so we also understand from Scripture that praise is connected with prophecy. Chronicles 25 and 3. This is the modern language translation. Jeduthun and six sons who, with the lyre, like the harp, prophesied in thanksgiving and praises to the Lord. And then, of course, praise in the miraculous is associated. Remember in Luke 2 and 20, the angels singing praise to God, the birth of Jesus. They were rejoicing at the birth of Jesus. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And also, praise is a sign of stability, maturity, and constancy. This is stated in two different scriptures, Psalm 57 and 7 and Psalm 108 and 1. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. And also, how should we praise God? Well, I'll just give you some scripture references. I won't read them. But according to His righteousness, scripture reference there is Psalm 7 and 17. Secondly, with our whole hearts, Psalm 9 and 1, Psalm 86 and 12. And we're to make His praise glorious, Psalm 66, 1 and 2, and Psalm 150 and 2. And then a seventh point I'd like to share with you is that the Lord, the ministry of Jesus, He was the first true worshiper, you know, and it says that He is going to sing in the midst of His people. Zephaniah 3:17 says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save and He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. And Hebrews 2, 11 and 12, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church, will I sing praise unto thee. That's Psalm 22, 22. Praise God. So the Lord Jesus is our heavenly high priest, and he desires to bring our worship before God the Father. Why? Because he's our intercessor. He represents us before him. And only through Christ Jesus is true worship possible, and only through him is it acceptable and precious to God. And these scriptures that I've shared, they're deeply moving and a beautiful expression of our Lord Jesus' office as high priest. He doesn't desire to bring this worship alone, but rather in the midst of the congregation. Honor, thanksgiving, and praise should be brought to the living God by his redeemed ones. Why? He's made us kings and priests unto him. Isn't that right? A priest is one who ministers to God. It is in the midst of the church, among his holy priests, that the Lord Jesus Christ desires to give expression to the longing of his heart. He has promised to be where the redeemed are gathered in his name. And it is there that he wishes to be able to reveal himself and to use his brethren for the priestly ministry of bringing spiritual sacrifices. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So, beloved, in the assembly of the redeemed of the Lord, no one has the right to assume leadership save our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. So let's now begin to look at the tabernacle of God within the veil. There are many references in God's word to regarding his people called, they're called Zion, they're called his church, with a holy city, the city of God. Isaiah 60 and 14 says, the sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. And so, beloved, I'd like to share an analogy with the tabernacle of the temple, with the tabernacle in the wilderness, if you will, the city of God, with the levels of praise and levels of spiritual experience that we can have in our Christian walk. Now, there's a scripture that says, the walls are salvation. Of course, we know from Psalms, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And so I would like to suggest to you, according to scripture, the walls are salvation, the gates are thanksgiving and righteousness. We'll be looking at scriptures. The courts are the place of praise, and the holy of holies, the place of worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at walls. Walls are referred to as salvation. Isaiah 26 and 1 says, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. And a bulwark is a solid structure raised for defense. That's what our walls are, our salvation. In Isaiah 60 and 18 declares, violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. You know, many who are just saved, they want to stand near the security of the walls, right? But they still can turn and get a glimpse of the world. They're rather, if you would say, on the fence. They'll enter the kingdom with smoke on their garments. Yes, they definitely want salvation, but they're not sure about entering in. They don't want to go off the deep end, if you will. They feel more comfortable at the edge, and to be honest, they don't really desire the deeper things of God. Do you know any like that? I do. You know, they don't go to church. They're saved. They love God, but that's kind of where it ends. So salvation is are the walls, and then gates are thanksgiving and righteousness. And you know I'm going to share some scriptures, okay? The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. That's Psalm 87 and 2. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Well, that's Psalm 104. And Psalm 118, 19 says, open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go in to them, and I will praise the Lord, this gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. And then the courts are referred to praise. That's where God's people were allowed to enter into the courts. Psalm 104 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Psalm 116, 17 and 19 says, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all of his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. And then Psalm 135, verses 2 and 3, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. Praise God. Well, tomorrow we're going to be looking at worship, and that's within the Holy of Holies, and only priests were allowed there. We'll see what the Word has to say. Yes, I'm sharing a lot of Scripture, but you see, my comments, my opinions don't matter. It's what God's Word says. And that's why I spent time pulling all these Scriptures together to declare and to validate whatever comment, whatever statement can be made, so that you will know this is truly the word of the Lord. Praise God. Well, beloved, I love you. My time is gone. I thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to sharing on worship in the Holy of Holies tomorrow. I hope you'll be able to be with me. If not, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you may click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your listening convenience. I love you, and I pray for you every day. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.